This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
This is The Next Normal on Resource Center, the show where we explore what's next in the world of business. Hey there, I'm Audrey Raj. So the International Monetary Fund believes the coronavirus pandemic could trigger the worst recession we've seen since the Great Depression. And this has sparked plenty of discussion about upskilling in order for the workforce of today and tomorrow to not only stay relevant, but also desirable to their organizations. But according to the Center of Applied Data Science, or CADS, upskilling alone will not save the workforce from unemployment, or at least upskilling without strategy and alignment. That's because organizations that align their training with their business goals have noticed an upwards of 40% increase in their key business metrics than those who don't. So how do organizations do this effectively? What does it take to manage disruption and future-proof your workforce at the same time? Well, to answer these questions, we have online with us today, Sharla Axrid from CADS. So before we get started, Sharla, maybe you can talk to us about CADS and how you guys are working with organizations now amidst this pandemic.
So as a lot of people are aware, CADS started off many years. You know, we're one of the few that started off with analytics, and we started off in the education field. So don't get us wrong when we say that, you know, upskilling is really, really and extremely important to happen. But what we have realized in CADS that over the years that, you know, we've been championing and encouraging companies to upskill their workforce because Industry 4.0 was happening, and that is pre-COVID-19, right? And then we realized over the last 1 year, upskilling alone wasn't enough. Industries that doesn't have a strategy behind it find this exercise extremely expensive, because not only you upskill people, you don't know what their roles, you know, and what their job scope is going to be in the company. They also lose out these employees to other companies, right? Then it becomes a vicious circle. So what in CADS, what we do with a lot of companies is we go in and we identify and we put in a strategy. It's six pillars that they need to look at. And talent is the biggest pillar, the most important pillar. Other than that, the strategy itself, so they can know exactly where they want to invest and how they want to invest. Talent and culture, and then the rest of it is the technology. So what we've realized that when you do upskill your people, it becomes cheaper to invest in technology. And what happens that when you upskill your people and you don't know where their skills need to be applied in the company, because there's no strategy, right? If you are for example, you're a radio company, you're a media company. If your CEOs or your C-levels have a strategy, what is the digitization that you're going to do? What kind of analytics you want to put in place? Then you know when you upskill your people, you upskill them for market analytics and, you know, Excel analytics and social media analytics, then you know exactly what kind of upskilling you need to do with them instead of generally sending them for any kind of, you know, upskilling. So it has to be relevant, and they know what their job is going to do and what the company is, what is the company's vision when they want to come out of this. So that's what we do.
Right. So, Sharla, you mentioned something about strategy pillars earlier. You know, are there data-driven pillars that need to be in place, data-driven strategy pillars that need to be in place?
Yes. We developed a model called data-driven organization model about 3-4 years ago. We have patented and we have perfectified it. And this model actually allows, if you don't know where you started, today you can use that to know where am I and where I want to go, and you can do a plan according to that. B, if you already started the journey and you want to know why it's not working, because I always talk about how do you get an elephant to perform, right? An elephant is strong, it's powerful, it can do a lot of things, but to get it to coordinate, and big companies in Malaysia are like these powerful, strong elephants that struggle to get everybody in sync, especially post-COVID-19 now. And when everybody's working remotely, business models are not working, you cannot hire or fire people, right? So you need to align all your decision makers that they have the same vision that the company has. And this DDOM, this data-driven organization app that we have created, allows the CEOs to know exactly how and where they can start and to see if there's an alignment issue where the break is.
Maybe you can tell us more about the specific pillars that need to be in place.
So there are six pillars. And when we talk about the DDO pillar, one of the main things that we talk about is the strategy. So what happens is when a company needs to put a strategy in, now you think about it, right? What keeps me awake as a CEO is not the same as how my HCRO or my finance head stays awake, right? It's all role-based and what they want to do. So it's very important the C-levels as a company as a whole sit down and strategize what is their outcome out of it. It doesn't have to be a problem statement, right? They could vision to become a $20 billion company in 5 years. And how can analytics and AI help them get there? It could be a problem statement that I want to optimize and minimize, operation costs because that's my biggest cost. And that could be how do we use analytics? So you need to draw out the strategy, build out the strategy, and then get everybody to understand that this is what's going to make or break the company. So that's the strategy pillar. Now we talk about the talent pillar. Yeah. So when we talk about the talent pillar, we look at, I have all the technology. Buying a technology is the easiest. Now, do I have the talent within my company to be able to use this and run this and work this out? And what happens is most of the companies in the past have been hoping and praying to get, the data scientist, the unicorn that literally doesn't exist. Yeah. So what they do is they poach or they try to look for that and hope this person would come and actually solve the, I call it the world hunger. Okay. So what happened is we realized that there's not enough data scientists out there. And it's important that they start looking within, because when you look within, then you have your own domain expert, right? If you've come from a media, you have your own domain expert. And then if you come from oil and gas, you have your own domain expert, which then you get them skilled up with the technology and the right knowledge that data science, data analytics and AI requires. And then they then can make the investment decision. They'll go like, we need this kind of technology. We need that kind of technology. So World Economic Forum actually says this over and over again, that we need to upskill almost 54% of our workforce. Okay. And then 30% is automated. So when I talk about automation, people freak out. They go like, oh God, I'm going to lose my job. No. Automation here means enhancing what we do. Anything that we stay back until 12 midnight and we do repetitive work needs to be automated because we are looking for efficiency. Yeah. And then they talk about 16% of it. Then you hire from the skills that you might not have, like blockchain, like, design thinking, correct? Then you bring the younger generation into the company, and that makes it more holistic. So the second, pillar, we talk about talent. Now, the third pillar I talk about is organization. Now, you can get all these skills and you can get all the strategy in place, but you've got to change your organization, whereby I very closely and, this is very close to my heart because it's about culture. Okay. Mm-hmm. So you cannot try to innovate and make changes by thinking that you can do the things the way you did post-Industry 4.0 or pre-Industry 4.0, correct? We have been in a whole, 25 years or 50 years of industry, I call it 2.0, 3.0. where technology is already there. People, you know, we have universities churning out the right skills, blah, blah, blah. It's all there. And you have traditional organization org chart, and it's very hierarchical, and people do what they say. But with Industry 4.0, the future of organization is not role-based, it's skill-based. Okay, it's, people talk about gig economy. So the culture in the company has to change. We all have to unlearn what we have learned. I'm an accountant today. I will not have a job tomorrow if I don't learn to work with technology. I'm a teacher today, and tomorrow I will be jobless if I don't learn to work with technology, because kids are learning coding, they're learning robotics. You know, you probably don't need to learn spelling and writing because, you know, Microsoft Word will auto-correct it for you, right?
Yeah.
So that's organization part of culture is a strategy that they must, because all this will not work if you don't have the right culture to make the changes. And the hardest are the biggest company, right? We talked about the elephants.
Yeah.
And then the three other, just to finish up, the three other pillars are analytics, data, and technology, and they all come back to the technology part, which is pretty much already there, but people need to know whether it's in sync with the rest of the organization.
All right, we're going to take a quick break for some messages right now. It's already time for a break. But when we come back, we get Sharala from CATS to give us a step-by-step guide to achieve data-driven maturity within organizations. The next Normal on Resource Center will be right back. Stay tuned, BFM 89.9.
Banana from Malaysia. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.
You are listening to The Next Normal on Resource Center. My name is Audrey Raj, and online with me right now, we have the founder of the Center of Applied Data Science, or CADS, Sharala Axrit. Now, Sharala, just before the break, you were giving us the six data-driven strategy pillars that need to be in place in order for upskilling to, well, have a proper efficacy in your organization. Now, you just mentioned that to get the C-suite leadership in sync to drive your digital transformation and the right upskilling in your organization, it also affects culture and the ability to kind of rally everyone and perform unitedly as an organization, correct? Can you give us an example of an organization that's actually done this, or maybe a company that you've worked with that's actually done this?
Oh, there's a few, and we have them in our, you know, all different verticals. But I will share with you a financial, you know, services institute without mentioning names, right? So what they've done is, and that's one thing I always tell people, that strategy for digitization, Industry 4.0, has to be a CEO, has to be driven by top down. It cannot be outsourced to a chief transformation officer. You know what I mean? It has to be driven by the CEO, and it has to be driven by the CHRO, the chief strategy officer, and the chief financial officer, of course, because one of the biggest hurdles that Gartner has put out, and I realize sometimes my company too, that the CFOs are, you know, they do not see a reason for investment now, especially with the COVID-19 crisis, that people don't know what the future is going to be. So one of the companies that done this very, very successfully is one of the financial services, where they had to upskill. They had a strategy very clear that they wanted everybody to speak the same language. So they made sure that they got the C-levels to sit down and understand what is the key things that they needed to address in year one, year two, year three. And then what they did was they got us to come in to look at that and run a DDO, do an alignment assessment. And at the same time, they wanted to identify within their tens of thousands of employees who would be the ones that they could quickly identify and upskill them into the Industry 4.0, right? Because you're talking about tens of thousands of employees. Not everybody can get into the journey immediately. So we used our product called Talent Spy, and we quickly identified these people, and it has an automatic learning path. Then the company can know how much they need to invest, who needs to go where. Because mind you, Audrey, there's always this
a heartache for companies to think that I've got a day-to-day problem to run or day-to-day business to do. And then I got a long-term strategy. Because the day-to-day businesses pay my bills, but you know they're not going to pay, they're not going to bring in the money for the long term. So how do I prioritize that, right? So this helps them to prioritize.
And also at a time where I guess most businesses are firefighting, you know, especially during this pandemic.
Absolutely.
So the long-term strategy usually gets put on the back burner, at least for a while, for the time being.
Yeah, and it feels like never ending because you know that, you know, nothing is going to be normal until you get the vaccine and people don't want to invest. And the HCROs, the biggest, heartache or headache is everybody's working remotely. How do I keep them motivated? How do I get them engaged? Now, again, the traditional way of thinking that people are in the office means they're working. People are not in the office, that means they're not working, right? And all this productivity becomes an issue, but that's not even an issue if you think about it in the long term, that your business might not be relevant to have this kind of employees on board.
Hmm. So, Sharla, I want to talk about overcoming business uncertainties with technology. So 3 out of the 6 data-driven strategy pillars were concerning technology. So this seems accessible to the elephants in the picture. You know, they have the budget, they have the resources. But what about the smaller animals in the kingdom? I mean, to use your analogy, what would you identify as the biggest obstacle to these enterprises who maybe want to go through a digital transformation but are getting stuck?
So, brilliant. I love it. You used my elephant. Now we're looking at the smaller ones. The smaller ones, I will call them FOC, because if they are smart enough to understand that the survival of the SMEs and the smaller players is through digitization, data analytics, and AI. Mm. What I love is what the government has done on giving the stimulus package for such transformation. If you have heard Mosty talk about it, you talk about MOF, I've heard them talk about it. We are part of that, applying for it. It's not possible because it's a huge investment, not like an elephant kind of investment, but it is an investment. Mm-hmm. Investment in terms of money, investment in terms of time, investment in terms of understanding whether you've got all the, processes in place for you to digitize, right? So there are indirect costs that requires to be done. And SMEs cannot afford the time, nor the technology, or not have the money for that, correct? Mm-hmm. So it's really important they look at that, really important to look at the stimulus package to actually get into this journey if they can't, or get a bank loan. Because if they are continuing to do the business they are till today, with post-COVID, they would have known, there's no way out of it if you don't go digital, no way. So you can start small. You can use Facebook, and that's not cheap either. Yeah. Social media is not cheap either. So that is why it's good that they get on a DDO. Singapore has launched with us, Singapore SHRI have launched the DDO to get all their SMEs to look at whether they could start their journey first, A, understanding where they are, B, where they want to get to, C, can they afford? What are the things that they need to prioritize? Because they can't do all of the 6 pillars. What are the pillars they can afford and is a huge must now? So they can start doing this. Yeah.
So were those the step-by-step guide that CATS has put out to achieve data-driven maturity within organizations, or are there more steps to this?
No, this is the classic thing. Go in, log in, take the questions. The more people in your organization take it, the better it is. And then there is a clear clarity where the businesses can go, where they are today and where they need to go. What are the things they need to put in place? It's all automated. It's there for them to take a look at it.
All right. And Sharla, just before we go, in your opinion, what are the most critical changes that businesses, entrepreneurs need to make in order to face the future effectively? Because this is something that you guys at CADS have been working on for years, and you've been warning organizations, big and small, businesses, big and small, about the imminent change that's due to take place, IR 4.0, just getting up to speed and the need for upskilling. But what would you say are the most critical changes that we must make in order to face the future now effectively?
2 things. People never thought that this pandemic would have brought forward, right? 5 years of, they thought they had 5 years to do this whole Industry 4.0, and it's happened like in 2 months, okay? So the two things that they must recognize, they must start doing is having alignment and strategy in place, because it becomes very costly because they are reacting to it.
Mm.
Okay, they're going and, like you say, the elephants can afford it, can bring the big guns to do the strategy in place. It doesn't help. You need to know, spend time, stop and think, what's the strategy? How can we get the whole team to align? Where do we invest? Because money becomes so crucial now. And we are trying to save jobs, but you won't be able to save jobs if you don't make the change in the business. So strategy to go data analytics and AI is really important. It's not a question whether you're wondering. You should have already started it yesterday. During the 2-3 months lockdown, you should have already started it then if you haven't. And the next part is how and who do I upskill? And what is your role in the company? These two things is a must. I think that's the secret ingredient. If you get that sorted out, the rest of it will fall into place by itself.
Sharla, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us. If our listeners have any questions or would like to learn more about data-driven organizational maturity, where can they go?
They can come visit our website, www.thecats.com. It's all there. They can always drop us a line, email. They can write to me, Sharla@thecats.com. I'm known to be very prompt to reply emails. So feel free. We'll be very, very happy to be able to help anybody. Just answer questions. We'll be very happy because we are all in this together, right? And I've seen businesses close down. I've seen business succeed in having this strategy in place. Any bit we could do, we'll be happy to help.
Thank you, Sharla. I've been speaking with founder and CEO of the Center of Applied Data Science, Sharla Axrid. Now, if you missed out on any part of this conversation, the podcast of this interview will be up on our website, bfm.my, and the BFM app in just a few minutes. And while you're there, go check out our previous episodes on a whole bunch of things that are changing in the business world today, like digital resilience, team entrepreneurship, and many, many more. The Next Normal will be back again same time next week on Resource Center to discuss how you can stay ahead of the curve in this new business environment we find ourselves in. Till then, this is Audrey Raj for Enterprise, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.